So let's review. Zokta Mishnah, Hamafked Peres Itzel Chaveroi. If someone deposited fruit with his friend for safeguarding, and as the Gemara explains, She'irvan Impe Reisav, the Shemer combined these fruits with his own fruits, and, B'mistapik Mehem, Udulayodikam Mistapik, the Shemer took from the fruits, but does not recall how much. The Mishnah rules, HaReza Yetzi L'Chesreinus, when the Shemer returns the fruits to the owner, he subtracts from the owner's amount the standard shortage amount of spoilage and infestation. And the Brisa adds, However, if the Shemer did not combine the fruits, but rather put the owner's fruits in a designated area, he returns the fruits as is and does not subtract anything. The Mishnah now elaborates on chesreinus, the standard shortage amount of various produce. L'chitim u'la'iris, tisha chatzoi kavan l'kor. For wheat and rice, the Shemer deducts 9.5 kavan per kur. L'sa'irin u'la'deichin, tisha kavan l'kor. For barley and millet, the Shemer deducts 9 kavan per kor. L'kusman u'lazer pishtan, shalish sa'an l'kor. For spelt and flaxseed, 3 saw per each kor. The Tanakhama concludes, Hakol lefi amida v'hakol lefi hazman. It all depends on the amount of fruit deposited and the duration of the pekodin. And as the Brisa explains, kein l'chol kor v'kor v'chein l'chol shana b'shana. The Shemer subtracts chesreinus for each and every kor for each year of the pekodin. Rabbi Yechim Ben-Nuri disagrees and argues, the chesaron is only through infestation, and the mice eat the same amount regardless of the size of the pekodin. Therefore, he says, the shemer subtracts chesaronis for only one kur for each year of the pekodin, and the chesaronis do not depend on the amount of the produce. While the Tanakhama holds, because harba evdes man, harba mispazos man. Aside from infestation, the chesaron is also from grain that becomes spoiled and is blown away, and this chesaron does depend on the amount of produce. The Mishnah continues, Amr Bihuda, emaisa mida meruba, and as the Gemara explains, shemadad loy bimaisa gairin, vehichzu loy bimaisa gsham. The shemer accepted a large amount of grain, 10 kur, during the summer, when it was dry and shrunken, and returned it during the winter when it was moist and swollen. The Shemer does not subtract chesreinus because the inflation of 10 kur replaces the chesaron amount. However, the Brisa adds, if the Shemer both accepted and returned the grain in the summer, he does subtract the chesreinus because there was no inflation to the grain. The next Mishnah proceeds with chesreinus, the standard shortage amount of various fruits. Zakta Mishnah, Yoyti loy shtus liyayin, Rebu da Omer chaymish. For wine which becomes absorbed in the barrels, the Tanakhama says the Shemer subtracts 1/6, while Rebu Huda says he subtracts 1/5. As the Gemara explains, there is no machloikis, but rather marki asri, it all depends on the custom of the cities. But asri demar chofu bikiru beloy mayitz tvei. In the Tanakhama city, the wine barrels were coated with wax, which absorbs less. Therefore, the Shemer subtracts less, only 1/6. In the Behuda city, the wine barrels were coated with tar, which absorbs more. Therefore, the Shemer subtracts more, 1/5. Or, Ibayis Ema Mishum Gargishta, it depends on the types of clay used for the barrels. Ha loy maitze tvei, ha maitze tvei. The clay used in the Tanakhama city absorbed less, while the clay used in the Behuda city absorbed more. The Mishnah continues. Yoytze le shleish lugin shemen lameya. For oil, the Shemer subtracts 3 lug for each 100 lug. Lug mechze shemarim, lug mechze bela. 1.5 lug is subtracted for the sediment, and 1.5 lug for the oil that the jug absorbed. Im hoye shemen mezukuk, eina yetze le shemarim. If the owner deposited clean oil, the Shemer does not subtract for the shemarim. Im hoye kankanim yeshanim, eina yetze le bela. If the oil was stored in old jugs which do not absorb, the Shemer does not subtract for absorption. Rabbi Yehuda adds, "Afa meicher shemen mezukuk l'chaveru kol yemeis hashana harizem makabel alav luga mechza shemarim lameya." Not only a shemer, but if a person buys oil from someone who sells refined oil, the lekech must accept 1.5 lug of shemarim for each 100 lug that he buys. Abai explains the machlokes as follows: Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lekech must be makabel alav luga mechza shemarim lameya because he holds mutal arv shemarim. Someone who sells clean oil is permitted to mix in the sediment that settled at the bottom of the jug and sell them to the lekech. Therefore, the meicher tells the lekech, "Iboyla ruvilach, milo arvilach, hashanah mikabel. You must accept my shemarim separately because I could have mixed them into the oil." While the chacham hold that a lekech ain't a mikabel shemarim because they hold asala arv shemarim. Someone who sells clean oil may not mix in the shmarim and sell them to the lekech. Therefore, the lekech tells the meicher, Iba'osa le'ruvei mihabesharalach, hashtanam le'mekabilna. I must not accept your shmarim separately, because you could not have mixed them into the oil. Rav Papa disagrees, and says the machlekes is vice versa. Rabbi Yehuda holds lekech mekabel shmarim because asa la'arav shmarim. And the meicher tells the lekech, Iba'i la'ruvei le'sharalei la'ruvelach, kabula le'mekabelt, zoven v'zoven tagri ikri. You must accept my shmarm separately, because if you don't, I won't make any profit, since I am forbidden to make shmarm into the oil. While the chacham hold lekech ein mekabel shmarm, because mutar la'arav shmarm. And lekech tells the meicher, medolei raftali achuli achlasli. I must not accept your shmarm separately, because since you could have mixed them into the oil and you did not do so, you obviously forgave me of my obligation to accept shmarm. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tana, echad halekech ve'echad hamafkid lipkatim. Both someone who buys oil and someone who deposited fruit with his friend have the same halacha regarding the leftover pits that flowed in the oil. As the Gemara explains, just the mafkid must accept the return oil with pekatim from the shomer, so too the lekech must accept oil with pekatim from the meicher. The Gemara questions this from the following braisa. Only a meicher must accept the loss of unclean oil, but the lekech does not accept unclean oil, because shahari lekech mekabel alav lug mechtzes shmarim b'lei pekatim. Since the lekech already accepts 1.5 lug of shmarim, he's not obligated to also accept pekatim. The Gemara explains it depends. Hada yov leizuzi b'tishrei because shalkam ene b'nisin ki midi de tishrei. In the first price, the lekech paid the meicher in the month of Tishrei and accepted the oil later in Nisan for the cheaper price of Tishrei when the oil is unclean. Therefore, lekech mekabel pekatim. Ha the yov leizuzi b'nisin, because shakal minei b'nisin kimide de nisin. In the second brisa, the lekech paid the meicher in the month of Nisan, and at that time he accepted the oil for the more expensive price of Nisan when the oil is clean. Therefore, lekech ain't a mekabel pekatim.